Welcome to Zen Internet's free monthly newsletter. For more information on this month's newsletter and a list of links for each story, or to view past issues, please visit our website at zen.co.uk/zenmonthly. In this issue, natural air fresheners, desktop plants to clear workplace toxins, Bitcoin bites back, the cryptocurrency gets big name backers. Happening now on the internet, where to watch it go by. Forget about it, telling Google to stop digging up the past, and site elevation, telling Google your web pages deserve better ranking. Deleting Google. What is the right to be forgotten, and how could it affect you? In a test case brought by a Spanish citizen, an EU court has ruled that Google must amend some search results on request when people mentioned in the results object to the details listed. The European Union Court of Justice said links to irrelevant and outdated data should be erased on request. EU Commissioner Viviane Reding called it a clear victory for the protection of personal data of Europeans. Google said the ruling was disappointing, claiming that it does not control data, but merely offers links to information that is freely available on the internet. But the judgment stresses that the rights of the individual are paramount when it comes to control over their personal data. BBC technology correspondent Rory Kellan-Jones said the ruling had huge consequences. It appears that anyone who does not like an old story about them can ask for it to be wiped away. The ruling came after a man complained that a Google search on his name brought up newspaper articles from 16 years ago about bad debts and a forced property sale. He said the matters had been resolved and should no longer be linked to him. Read more at bbc.co.uk/news/technology-27421969. Tell Google you want better ranking. Do you have a small business website that isn't performing as well in Google's search results as you think it should? If that's how you feel and you're sure your opinion is justified, you could have someone on the Google team look at it for you. Engineers at the search engine have asked disgruntled small site owners to submit their details via an online form, outlining their thoughts about why their small business site might deserve to outrank some of the better performing websites that currently appear above theirs in Google search results. One moment in time. 1 second may not seem like much, but a lot can happen in a tiny time frame, especially if it's happening on the internet. Every second online, there are thousands of tweets on Twitter, likes on Facebook, and much more besides. It's hard to imagine and hard to visualize, but now there's a web page where you see what so much activity looks like and watch it clocking up the numbers in real time. Check out onesecond.designly.com. The web in alphabetical order. According to ICANN, the Internet Corporation for Assigned Names and Numbers, .com domains are intended for business, .org for non-profit, and .net for ISPs and web portals. Interactive artist Daniel Temkin's online internet directory demonstrates what actually happened to the domain appendages. He has made a listing of every domain, beginning with the 115 million or so .coms, and you can watch them scroll by on internetdirectory.info. There are almost 300 million domain name registrations across all top-level domains, TLDs, which means that even with a fast browser and a fast connection, seeing every domain on the list would take much more than a year of your time. But there's the option to skip ahead to names beginning with a particular letter or word, and you can click on any of the domains as they pass by if you want to visit the associated website or see what else it's being used for. The Internet Directory site is a companion to an intended printed volume of domains that And Publishing has planned for production in London later this year to commemorate the 25th anniversary of the web. For more information, see andpublishing.org. .com Down Under. Click, the BBC's long-running weekly TV programme for web PC users, travelled to the Southern Hemisphere recently to meet Mega Upload founder Kim.com. The multimillionaire hacker turned entrepreneur is in New Zealand, fighting extradition to the United States, where, accused of profiting from piracy on a massive scale, he faces 20 years in prison. In the meantime, Mr.com has been enjoying life in his newly adopted country, making a second fortune online and now founding a political movement, the Internet Party, which will campaign for privacy, the freedom of the internet and technology, and political reform, according to the Tycoon. Read more at bbc.co.uk/news/technology-27291601. Branson backs Bitcoin. BitPay, a Bitcoin processor, has received $30 million in funding from an investor group that includes Virgin Group chairman Richard Branson and Yahoo co-founder Jerry Yang. The new investment brings BitPay's overall value up to around $160 million, and it follows some difficult times in the digital currency marketplace. MT.gox, a Bitcoin exchange service, filed for bankruptcy in February, and Flexcoin, a Canadian Bitcoin bank, was forced to shut down after its website was attacked by a hacker who stole more than $580,000 worth of the virtual coinage. Bitcoins remain a risky investment, with an exchange rate, purchase price, that has soared and sunk from a high of over $1,000 to less than $500 today. For more details, see cityam.com/blog. Bitcoin for beginners. Circle.com says its new Bitcoin service is so easy, even technophobes will use it. After a year of development, consumer finance company Circle is launching a user-friendlier digital currency management service that is designed to take cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin into the mainstream. Circle allows members to purchase, store, spend, and convert Bitcoin, as well as allowing them to link credit and debit cards to their accounts, enabling immediate conversion of cash to Bitcoin and vice versa. Circle, based in Massachusetts and Dublin, says the service will be entirely free for all users for at least the next few months. Read more at theweek.co.uk/world-news. 100 Best Free Fonts. Thanks to Computer Arts Magazine and the publication's Creative Block, here's a brand new illustrated listing of 100 free fonts suitable for a very wide range of design projects, as well as the 100 best selection for Windows and Mac, with not a single dud amongst them. There are extra links out to 9 additional collections of specialist free fonts, including web fonts, retro fonts, and handwriting fonts. For more details, see creativeblock.com. Grown-up comics. The free-to-download Comics of Yesteryear PDF copies referenced in last month's newsletter were enjoyed by many readers, especially those with childhood memories that stretched back to the heyday decades, recalled in some of the scanned publications. For freebie fans this month, we have another stack of complete comic books and graphic novels, also free to access, but this time designed to appeal to more contemporary tastes via the Comixology digital comics platform, which makes them available as page turners for iPhone, iPad, Android, Kindle Fire and Windows 8, as well as presentations on the web. Check out comixology.co.uk/free-comics. Plants with Purpose. The latest edition of the Healthy Living and Environmental Issues website care2.com has a list of 20 houseplants to clear toxins from your home. Think of workspace or office instead of home, and this long list of leafy air-freshening friends could be worth taking note of the next time you're setting out to buy some workplace greenery from the local garden centre. Check out care2.com/greenliving. Search Engine of the Month. DuckDuckGo, the startup search engine with the silly name that's deadly serious about user privacy, relaunched last week with a new look and feel, adding a range of new features including maps and local search. DuckDuckGo's fundamental privacy promises remain firmly in place, and although the reworked site does now function more like Google, it works without any of the intrusiveness that DuckDuckGo's designers believe undermines user confidence at most other search engines. Check out duckduckgo.com/whatsnew. Well, that's all for this month. Thanks for listening, and we hope you'll listen again next month.